The Winter Garden by Jane Finn, narrated by Julie Teal. Prologue. Berlin, October 1937. The flash and dazzle of fireworks, like multicoloured shrapnel, studded the night sky. Vivid bursts of phosphorus erupted in the damp air, bloomed into extravagant showers of stars, then fizzled and died against the dark sheet of the Wannsee below. A faint plume of smoke drifted across the lake as the fireworks fell quiet and night closed in again. From where she stood, in the deep shadow of the garden, Anna Hansen tried to work out which of the big villas on Schwanenwerder Island had something to celebrate. Fireworks were nothing special here. There were always parties going on in the grand houses. They all had large gardens stretching down to the lake from where, across the water, loomed the inky mass of Grunewald's eastern shore. Between the shores, the dip and ripple of small boats could be heard, rocking in the wind as the water slapped against their sides. Anna shivered in the night air. It was cold standing here, surrounded by softly dripping shrubs. She shuffled her slippered feet and clutched her dressing gown more closely around her. Though it might have been the bangs and whistles which woke her, in truth, she'd scarcely been able to sleep, despite an exhausting day. But then, it was always an exhausting day at the Schwanenwerder Reich Bride School. It seemed there was so much to learn for women who were about to marry members of the SS. It wasn't like being an ordinary German bride, though heaven knows those girls had their work cut out. But, as the Führer said, the women who were to marry the cream of German manhood needed to be something special. Not that Anna had much choice when she arrived at the bride school. A stately villa, with pillared gates proudly topped by a pair of swastika flags and screened from the world by a ridge of tall pines. A course there was compulsory. It had been since 1935, on Himmler's orders, and you needed to submit the certificate you gained to the SS Race and Settlement Office before your marriage could go ahead. In some ways, the school was like a military training academy, with a regime which started at 5:30 in the morning and didn't end until the shattered brides dropped into their beds at 9 o'clock at night. That morning, for example, had begun with the usual outdoor bath to take advantage of the island's fresh, pine-scented air, followed...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?